the best in the world.
I've been the best ever since day one. On this microphone, in that ring, even in commentary. And trust me when I tell you, I am the hottest property in this industry today. Nobody can touch me. The only thing that's real is me, day in and day out. I am the best in the world. Do I have everybody's attention now?
What up, people? I said, what up, people? I'm here to wish y'all a very, very Merry Christmas, but not quite a Happy New Year. And being the fact it's Christmas time, I figured I'd give my gifts a little early. So allow me a little bit more time to set up and tell you the truth, just some little self-promotion, to be perfectly honest. I'm going to give y'all a little taste of my current EP out, available for sale on Bandcamp.com, entitled The Trials and Tribulations of Mike Steph, the EP. 4 tracks. Check it out. Here's one of the tracks from it. Be back in a minute.
This shit's unbelievable, but yet inconceivable. None of this is real, can't deal with not seeing you here in the present, even though I feel your presence. Always was my guardian, only now you're in heaven. Never was my friend, from the start with my brethren. Bonded by some ketchup instantly in a second. You came through the door like you've been there before. Our family intertwined in ways I never saw. Our brotherhood started from a walk to the store. Never would I thought I wouldn't see you never more. Holding up two mics, but now one is broken. Wished it was a nightmare from which I was awoken. Some would think it's harder if I went back to token, but that would only lead to my grief becoming swollen. Memories can't be stolen, grained in my mental. Had one regret and wish I was more sentimental. Green with envy, wonder why I ain't perfect. Should be grateful that my head is above the surface. Humble, loyal servant, I know now what my purpose. As long as I know I'm ready to draw on my curtain. Green with envy, wonder why I ain't perfect. Should be grateful that my head is above the surface. Humble, loyal servant, I know now what my purpose. As long as I know I'm ready to draw on my curtain. It's self-destruction time. Happens every year, every September, I relive my greatest fear. No matter how much I wish it'd be different, the licks and the meds were my only true kinship. Can't stay away from the self-reflection, even if the time only makes me lose direction. Always second-guessing, always think I effed up. Let my inner child out, the old me has had enough. People think I'm tough, not seeing emotional scars, cause I'm out in real world. Only found in these bars, keep looking up at the stars, asking what the cause. My vision real cloudy, walk around in the fog. Can't stay away from this nagging feeling. Is my self-destruction preventing me from healing? Too busy freewheeling, doing a 360 degrees in rotation, pissed off like Bill Bixby. Green with envy, wonder why I ain't perfect. Should be grateful that my head is above the surface. Humble, loyal servant, I know now what my purpose. As long as I know I'm ready to draw on my curtain. Green with envy, wondering why I ain't perfect. Should be grateful that my head is above the surface. Humble, loyal servant, I know now what my purpose. As long as I know I'm ready to draw on my curtain.
What up, people? Welcome to a holiday edition of the Salty Thoughts of Mike Steph podcast, featuring the one and only Mike Steph, best in the world of what he does. Yeah, man. I know at first glance, you're probably looking at this screen right now and like, what in the hell is all of that? What is Mike Steph doing? Why does he have the fake green screen in the background? Why do we not see him on his famous couch? Why do we not see his lovely wife's painting right above his left shoulder to y'all and left shoulder to me? Like, where's his jet paraphernalia? Where's his window seal? You know, the whole nine. Well, there's a good reason. It's a good reason why this is the way it is. There's a good reason why you're getting this a day early, and it's not because I'm full of the Christmas spirit. No, 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 no. Quite the opposite. If you couldn't tell, if you didn't read the title, The Christmas Cold. Yes, that's what yours truly is full of. Yours truly is full of The Christmas Cold. And that's what we're going to call what I have on this episode, so maybe I don't get shadow banned or some bullshit like I have for this last week. I'm letting y'all know right now, cats out the bag, ain't going to be no sports talk. Since I'm doing this, and y'all probably going to watch this, why my New York Jets are getting their ass whooped by the Washington Commanders? Because, like, why wouldn't they? Yeah, I'm a fucking seer. I'm a fucking Nostradamus. I figured, why am I going to wait? Plus, being the fact that I'm my current predicament, I got way better things to do than either A, watch the New York Jets on Christmas Eve, give me another lump of coal that they've given me for the last 13 years running. Two, being the back of my current predicament, I have a lot of time on my hands. And three, based on the numbers I saw last week, and look, I call a spade a spade. I've told y'all for a long time that a lot of times I pay attention to the numbers, but I don't let the numbers actually dictate what I do. And this definitely would be one of those times that I am not letting those numbers dictate what I do, because I know there's something going on. I don't know what exactly is going on, but I ain't gonna lie. That put a chip on my shoulder. So I was like, you know what? People are going to get what they're going to get. You ride with me. If you don't, you don't. And it's no hard feelings at all whatsoever. It's just, especially this week, I'm going to do what I feel like doing. And what I feel like doing is just shooting the shit. What I feel like doing is talking about whatever comes to the top of my head. And I'm also going to start letting you know exactly what's happened to me this week and why this background is the way it is. Because currently, I am recording this episode not only in my humble abode, no, 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 no. I am recording this episode in the room where magic happens. Yes, my bedroom. And you want to know why? Or you might ask why? 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 Are you recording this in your bedroom? Is it because some magic just finished happening and you just don't have the strength in your legs? Am I weak in the knees? I can hardly speak. I lose all control. No, unfortunately, that's not the case, because I'm actually all alone all alone, by my lonely, by myself. Isolated, if you will. Some would say, quarantined off to the rest of the world. Yeah. Read between the lines. Matter of fact, F it. Because at the end of the day, I know what I did last week did not warrant whatever the hell YouTube did to me. So I'm going to just say what the I feel like saying. Yeah, your boy got the Christmas cold, a.k.a. your boy got the triple C, the Christmas COVID cold. Yeah, tested positive the other day. I don't know how. And this is truly a test of my new way of thinking. I can look at it in two different ways. Either A, I can look at it as, woe is me. Why did this have to happen to me? Oh my God, it's Christmas. I'm going to be isolated. I'm going to be away from my family. I'm not going to be able to do all the things that I thought I was going to do. Or I could look at it this way. Okay. Evidently, if I'm here on this screen and I'm recording and I'm saying everything that I've said for the last 10, well, technically for the last 6 minutes and change, not counting the intro and, of course, you know, one of the tracks off my EP that dropped early this month, which be a nice stocking stuffer, even though it's not really physical form. But shoot, you could do a virtual stocking and just, you know, like press that button and just download a copy and just put it in somebody's folder. But regardless, I could look at it as all of that, and I choose not to. I choose to look at it as like, look, it is what it is. Everything that has transpired this past year, to tell you the truth, has been, I've overcome things that are greater than what I have. You know, unfortunately, I'm sick. So, AKA, I'm sicker than your average, because, you know, just with the average cold, then I wouldn't be isolated to my bedroom. But it's the revenge of COVID, I guess. Or should I say the revenge of Santa? Because I guess, you know what? I think Santa did a drive-by in Crown Heights and came by and sprinkled some of that magic dust in my nose. It made me wake up one morning like, yo, I don't feel right. Yo, is that a fever? So yeah, that's what really was going on. Man, this is hilarious in so many ways. In reality, it isn't. But I'll give you a little recap, because like I said, there ain't no format to what's going on. It's just me talking whatever I feel like talking about, and then I'm going to get up out of here, and y'all not going to see me until, ooh, am I even going to give y'all a New Year's episode? Maybe. And I said this to the good brothers at GI when I was talking to them, and I'm going to say this now before I forget to tell them. Y'all need, for two things, y'all need to check out Gimmick Infringement on the page of the 19 Media Group, not only because I tell y'all, well, because I'm asking y'all to, because there's a treat that's going on for these 3 days going into Christmas, aka the Three Wise Men. Yes, it's a trilogy. Giving the flowers while the man is still here to appreciate them and smell them. Paul Heyman. Yes, me and the good brothers of GI, Winchester and McDowell. Got together and espoused the greatness of Paul Heyman in his various iterations, starting with the AWA/WCW, and then his own creation of ECW, and then now his going on 20-year, well, actually over 20-year career as an advocate, as a tribal counsel, as the wise man in WWE. WWF and WWE. Yeah, because he was there before they got the F out. So check them out. on the YouTube page of the 19 Media Group and on the audio side, all streaming platforms wherever podcasts are available. But I told them that y'all need to thank them for getting a video episode, because I damn sure was just going to do audio. I was going to lay in my bed, put the microphone on, and just riff and say, you know what? F YouTube, F Leo Cohen, F whoever the hell is in charge of YouTube. Matter of fact, yeah, y'all getting the double bird, because, you know, it's a stone cold Christmas out this bitch. But I'm going to tell y'all exactly what happened this week, right? So I go to my shoot job on Tuesday, go to my shoot job on Wednesday. Wednesday, I'm a little sluggish, but nothing to be alarmed, because as listeners and watchers of this podcast and Hidden Gems Football know, for the last month, I've been dealing with bronchitis. I've been dealing with chest cold. I've just been dealing, and it's been going around New York City, and it's been going around whatever, but it's been going around, especially New York City. Everybody and their mother got bronchitis. I swear, I've never met the amount of people that's fighting off a bout of bronchitis at the same time in my effing life. But that's what was going on for the last couple of weeks. So me waking up, having good days, having bad days, it's been nothing new for the last 5 weeks, probably 6 weeks. You know, Sundays, my day off, my day of rest, literally, I've been a lot of times held captive to the couch. You know, I've fallen asleep watching football games. I've fallen asleep actually set up to do this podcast, and I wake up in a stupor like, oh, shoot, it's 11 o'clock. All right, let me rub the coal out my eye and actually give you a representative podcast. You know, this is what's been going on for the last 5 weeks. So when I wake up Wednesday with this situation, matter of fact, not the situation, but when I wake up Wednesday, a little sluggish, I'm like, okay, you know, I was outside the day before, you know, doing my due diligence at my shoot job. It was kind of chilly, not even kind of chilly. It was brick, at least brick for how I'm feeling. So, you know, maybe just the residual effects of me being outside in the windy conditions of Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, Dyker Heights, Brooklyn, Borough Park, Brooklyn. All those type of parts of Brooklyn. So I didn't think nothing of it. You know, I've been taking my Mucinex, took an Advil, tried to get rid of the aches or, you know, soreness, and I kept it moving, right? Until Thursday. Thursday, I wake up and I'm like, I don't feel good. And it's a different I don't feel good. It wasn't like a sluggishness. It was like a, you know, that dull ache you feel when you're about to have a fever, or when you have a slight fever and you just don't feel correct. So I'm taking the thermometer and I'm, you know, taking my temperature all over the place. I'm taking it on my forehead. It's like 98.7. I take it on my neck. It says 99.5. I take it on my right side of my neck, it says 100. I take it on the left side of my neck, it says 99.8. And I'm like, okay, whoa. This is too much of a variance. What I'm going to do is, oh yeah, that's right, I got a COVID test at home. Let me take it. Now, this is probably like the third COVID test I've taken in the last 6 weeks. Cause like I said, what I'm the type to do due diligence. I'm like, look, if I'm not feeling good, I'm not going to put nobody else in harm's way. I'm not going to be on some selfish shit. I'm just going to go get myself taken care of. Plus, my number one priority is to keep my family safe and sound. So if I'm not feeling well, that means I have a chance, or I have an opportunity, not even opportunity, but there is a spare chance that I might make sure that they're not feeling well. So, you know, like, if I don't look good, they don't look good. You know, that old Vidal Sassoon type shit. So I take a test, right? taking a swab, and I'm up one nostril and I'm up the other nostril. It's almost like I'm digging for gold. And I'm like, yeah, I want to make sure this is as accurate as possible, because the results of this test is going to dictate whether or not I'm going to go to the shoot job. It's going to dictate whether or not how I'm going to maneuver around the house and how am I going to maneuver around my family. So I need to know exactly what's going on, right? So after I do the little concoction and stir it up and get the dropper, and I'm putting it on a stick, which is ironic. Think about it. A little tangent here. Why did they make a COVID test similar to pregnancy tests? Think about it. COVID tests, you put your swab in a solution, mix that up, and then you drop it on a stick. If you see a line, you're positive, meaning you're pregnant. If you see another line, then you're negative, meaning you're not pregnant. So same thing. You piss on a stick. If it's pink, you're pregnant. If it's blue, you're not. Some shit like that. I don't know. Listen, I got 4 kids. So evidently, how many pregnancy tests have I dealt with? I digress. So as soon as I put the dropper, as soon as I put like 2 drops, I'm supposed to put at least 3. As soon as I put 2 drops on that stick, and I saw that first line come up, that line that's not supposed to come up if you're negative, and I saw that starting to get a nice bright red, like the red of the Sith. I'm like, are you effing kidding me? Wow. And then, of course, the second line came up. And within 15 minutes, excuse my French, it's more like 15 seconds. It was like, yo, you got a lot in you. So I look, I see that, and I'm like, wow. So I come out the bathroom. I go in the room. I go get my mask. Where your mask? Yeah, I haven't said that in months. Matter of fact, probably a year or so. But went and got a mask, put it on, like, immediately. I tell my lovely daughter, Mia. Matter of fact, I go back in there, and I'm just like, shh, can't believe this. This is ridiculous. Really? Really? This is ridiculous. And my daughter Mia said when she first heard me say that, she was like, oh, she thought the water was cold because, you know, sometimes due to the negligence of the managerial people at my building complex, sometimes I get cold water. Not the most optimal thing, but listen, it is what it is, right? 1 minute. I really meant to mute that, but it is what it is. Told you I'm sicker than your average. Anyway, so when I finally told her, I was like, I'm sick. And she sees the mask, she knows exactly what sick I'm talking about. So I'm like, okay. So I'm trying to gather my thoughts, like, all right, how am I going to do this, right? How am I going to do this? So I'm like, okay, let me get myself together. Let me call the shoot job, make them aware of what's going on, you know, do all the protocols or whatever, and get myself ready to go to the urgent care, which is a funny story when I get there. So, of course, I call my wife, give her the news. She's holding out every hope. She's like, look, okay, maybe something wrong with that test. You know, so when you get to urgent care, you know, let me know what happened there, because we had plans for this weekend. You know, we were supposed to go to a close friend's house for Christmas Eve dinner, and then we were supposed to have Christmas dinner at home. My son Mikey was supposed to come down. We were supposed to have a mother-in-law, you know, a sister-in-law, the whole nine over at the house. You know, big spread, prime rib roast, stuffed salmon, crab, asparagus, garlic mashed potatoes, maybe some spinach, some sakatumi cake, some seafood mac and cheese, the whole spread, you know what I'm saying? So, once again, this is a big situation. We got to figure out if this is really what it is. Now, unfortunately, for my mind still kind of pessimistic. It's like, I've heard of false negatives. I've never heard of false positives. You know, I mean, yeah. There were such things that happened in the NFL, in college basketball, in the NBA. You know, all of a sudden somebody's positive, and then 2 days later, right before a big game, oh, that was a false positive. Yeah, all right, whatever. So, plus, I ain't gonna lie, I really been sleeping on this COVID shit, right? Like, my mentality has been on some, at the end of the day, I'm not gonna be paranoid no more. I'll do the best thing I can. I'll do my due diligence. But at the end of the day, if I get it, I get it. I just gotta make sure that my body is, my health is good enough that I can withstand whatever needs to be taken care of, right? So, I get myself ready. I go to the urgent care. And it's not as packed as I thought it was, but probably because of the time of day that I went. So I go in. They finally call me to the back. And I could tell it must have been a newbie. So she comes in. She's like, hello, you know, I'm such and such. I'm going to, you know, be assisting your doctor today. You know, what brings you in? So I'm like, well, I woke up this morning, wasn't feeling right, took a COVID test, popped up positive. And when I say she which got exited stage right, like immediately, she's like, oh, okay, I'll be right back. Since she comes back, I guess she came back to, I don't know why she left so quickly, but it's not even like she put on a better mask or whatever, but you could tell she could, like I said, I get it. Nobody wants to be around that. Nobody wants to be in contact with that. But at the same time, if you got a job in an urgent care, especially in the days and times we're at, you know what you signed up for. So when I say she gave me the most timid swabbing that I've ever had in the age of COVID, that would be an understatement. She took the swab. She did. She took the other side. She took the swab and went to the other side. I already knew that she was going to come up negative. I'm like, she didn't get no juice on it. You know, she didn't get no snot juice. She didn't get my nose in a lather. You know, she didn't even try to give me the strep throat test, nothing. So I hit him in the back. I hit him in outside, you know, deliberating, like, came up negative. But, you know, he did say he took a COVID test at home and came up positive. And he actually has the COVID test. Well, yes, the hell I did. I have it in a Ziploc bag. Say the truth. Now that I remind myself, I got to take it out, my hoodie, and actually dispose of it. But regardless. Oh, yeah. Damn. Yeah, that's not a great idea. But, yeah, I wanted proof. Like, look, this shit came up positive. Your shit came up negative. Time for a tiebreaker. But luckily, didn't get to that point. So the doctor comes in. He's like, yeah, we took the test. Test came up negative, but you said you took a test at home and came up positive. And the way the things go is, you know, I could take 100 more tests, but if out of those 100, if one out of 99 come up positive, guess what? You're considered positive. Plus, you have the telltale signs. You have a fever. You have aches, pains. You have congestion. So pretty much that's showing me that, yeah, you're positive. Like, okay. So he takes care of my job for my, takes care of my note for my job, sends me on my merry way. Actually, he prescribed me some medicine, and I ain't gonna lie, I was like, well, I'm taking Mucinex, and I'll probably take a, you know, either Advil or a Tylenol cold and flu. You know, drink some soup, drink some tea, get some rest, what have you. But just to be on the safe side, you can send that to the pharmacy. And at least if I decide, yo, maybe I need something stronger, maybe this, you know, devolves into something worse, then I'll go and get the Paxlovid or whatever the hell. But I really wasn't keen on taking it. Plus, it kind of interacts with some of the medication I already take. So I really wasn't trying to be in an effed up situation. So come home. Matter of fact, I told my wife, yeah, that's what's going on. I told Main Event K because she called me, hey, Dad, where you at? I'm like, I'm away from the urgent care. What happened? Yeah. Father got the Rona. She's like, oh, you know, how you feeling? I'm like, I felt worse. You know, unfortunately, this is not my first time. This is not my second time. This is my three's the charm, baby. Three's the charm. You know, as The Rock said in his lead up to his third match against Stone Cold at WrestleMania, nobody ever remembers Act 1 or Act 2. Always, always about Act 3. The end, the finale. And unfortunately, this is my third act. And for somebody who doesn't even believe in three strikes, I guess this would be my third strike, right? But I digress. So yeah, so that kind of put me in this situation. So for Christmas dinner is now going to be postponed for New Year's dinner, which is a thing that we normally don't do, but guess what? We're going to do it this year. If you're a viewer, or if you was a viewer of my couples retreat episode this past summer, or as a matter of fact, summer's past, I've always said, if me and the missus get into a dispute, there's no such thing as me sleeping on the couch no more. No, 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 no. No more couch for me. No more couch for Mike Steph. And in this case, my wife is sleeping on the couch because, that's what we have to do to keep each other safe. You know, I'm in the bedroom. My bedroom has a door. And it's able to isolate me. You know, it's ironic because a very close, dear brother of mine is dealing with the same thing. I will not name his name because, you know, privacy issues, but I gave him a call today and he picked up the phone and I was like, hey, what's going on? Did I just wake you? I was like, hey brother, how you doing? What you asleep? Got COVID. And I was like, oh shoot. And I was about to say, oh shoot, me too. But I was like, darn, I sound kind of chipper. Me and him are in the same situation. I'm chipper. He's like, wait. You know, but that actually started a marathon conversation. We was on the phone for damn near 4 hours. And I know if he sees this video come out before I call him back, because my son called, so I had to stop the phone call. Talk to my son, then my sister, then I spoke to my sister, and then I had to catch up with the missus and my daughter, and then, you know, I was like, all right, well, you know, maybe he got some rest, and that's probably something I need to be doing, but rest is for the weary, rest is for the sick, rest is for the weak. I'm all those things, but yet here I am giving y'all something that y'all desperately need to go into your Christmas day, right? But yeah, so that's really what's going on. But this is ironic because I got gifts in here that I'm going to actually have to watch on FaceTime get opened. I have a gift for my wife that I cannot pick up because I am, you know, trapped in the house. And can't tell the missus. Tell the missus, yo, go to such and such and pick such and such up. Cat's out the bag, huh? You know, and I really wanted to wanted it here so she could see it on Christmas Day. You know, I'm gonna have to get up in the morning and call, and maybe my daughter could go and pick it up before they go to work. So it's taken care of. You know, if my wife is hearing this and my wife is seeing this, she's going to be like, I told him not to get me anything. I told, listen, trust and believe, you'll be glad I did. That's all I have to say. I love you, baby. I love you, baby. Yeah, so, but yeah, this kind of sucks. This kind of sucks. You know, but like I said, I'm looking at the best, looking at the positive side. And yeah, I'm just gonna take it day by day. Tell you the truth. Like I said, I got the congestion in the nose. I had a fever the first day and a half, off and on. But you know, I take the Tylenol, I take the Advil, knocks it right out. And I think my Mucinex is starting to wear off. And I took it about 12 hours ago, and it's a 12-hour Mucinex. So I'm probably, after recording this, I'm probably going to have to re-up with the Mucinex, you know, and blow my nose out and everything. I need to get some saline solution. That's what I really forgot to do, but it is what it is. But yeah, like I said, compared to how people were getting it, how people were dealing with it when it first happened, compared to how I dealt with it the first time, the second time was a little bit better. This time, it's like, you know, it's inconvenient, but as my bro Money Mike would say, it's better than being in a hospital, right? So, and truer words never could be spoken. Better than that. So yeah. There was one subject I wanted to talk about real quick, and it's ironic because the subject of, when I say, yo, this is just going to be a short episode, it ends up being like an hour and a half, I'm thinking this might actually be a short episode, you know, because this subject that I'm going to talk about probably won't take up the rest of the time to make it an hour-long special. I've been binge-watching, I don't know, for some reason, I don't know what caused me to actually stick to doing it, but I've been binge watching the old New York Undercover, you know, Williams and Torres, this guy, these guys, him and them. Now I'm about 11 episodes into season number one. Now, mind you, I watched the majority of these, even though I don't remember them, which is crazy. Because I know I used to watch New York Undercover on Channel 5 on Thursday nights. But for some reason, the only thing that sticks out is the story arc with Danny, aka Ice-T, Alpha Revenge, you know. And how he smoked JC's woman, Sandy, and how JC was out for revenge, and then Danny actually, did he kill Torres? I don't remember. I know Torres died, but regardless, looking at these first 11 episodes, and the way Torres, the way his moves, his actions. Just the way he be talking real slick out his mouth. Sorry. That mother effer deserved it. I mean, look, nobody, and I'm talking about the fictional character. I'm not talking about the actor. I'm not talking about the man. Look, I'm not a barbarian. I'm not savage. You know, I have savage ways, but I digress. Torres is a bitch. Torres is a cocksucker. Torres is that dude that will smile up in your face and I'll be your boy and he'll say some shit and you'll give him a pass because that's your boy, but in the back of his mind, he really mean that shit. That's Torres. Torres is a hater. Torres was always trying to cock block JC. I think Torres is actually secretly jealous of JC. Jealous that he had a son. He was cracking jokes. There was one episode that JC was was which God was teaching his son G, you know, which God to find the points of playing ball, and for some reason G just couldn't get the hang of it. So Torres like, yeah, you know, he just like his pops. Pops don't know how to play no ball. Now of course you which God, you say all that and just when that's your boy, but it was just like the type of venom that was coming out of Torres' mouth that was just like, yeah, I don't like this dude. On top of the fact though, he's estranged from his father. I mean, he's estranged from his family. He's estranged from his sister, his brother. His brother's a priest. His sister is whatever she is. And the mother. The mother was sick in the hospital. The family comes around to let Torres know, yo, mom's in the hospital. She's not doing too good. I think you need to come by and see her. She don't want to see me. You know, she kicked me out. Why I look like going up there? And they're like, yo, that's, you got to squash that shit. Like, you only get, even JC was like, yo, at the end of the day, you only get one mom. Like, you can feel how you want to feel, but if your mom is not doing well, you don't know, this could be the last moments of your mother's life. You really going to hold a grudge? So what did he do? He asked the advice of his dope fiend father. Yeah, I know. His father, which called cleaned himself up, you know, jazz act or whatever. But he asked the advice of his pops. Yo, you think I should go see mom? And pops like, you haven't been up there yet? Like, dude, I've even been there. And you know she don't fuck with me. But you didn't even. That was an insight to Torres' character. I don't like this dude. I'm going to watch the rest of these seasons. Like, I'm averaging like 2 or 3 episodes a night. Excuse me. Depending on what time of night I start watching them, or depending on what time I got to get up. I'm averaging about 2 or 3 episodes a night, so I'll probably be finished in about a month or so. Watch these episodes. And shoot, tell you the truth, being the fact that I'm in quarantine, I'm isolated. Shoot, I have nothing to do, but actually I do, because I just actually popped open the box of the PS5. So neither here nor there. Yeah, I'm late on taking it, but listen. That's my prerogative. Felt like I said what I said. Anyway. I'm going to be watching, because of course I do remember that Torres got killed in season 3. I'm going to be watching it. Eager anticipation to see that mother effer get murked once and for all. Because when I say I call him a bitch, mother call him a bitch, father call him a bitch, that means he's a bitch. Look at him. Look at him. Did you know that the person that plays Torres, Michael DiLorenzo, was actually in the I'm Bad? No, not I'm Bad. Was it I'm Bad? No, Beat It. He was in the Beat It video. He was one of the dancing gang members. Beat it. Just beat it. Just beat it. Man, you wanna be tough, you have to do it, you can. Just beat it. Don't he got that beat it look? Just beat it. Yeah, he's a street bitch. I'm sorry, I've been pretty good with my cursing lately, and I'm not even gonna say this. It's gonna be no New Year's resolution. Look, only New Year's resolution I have is constant progress. You go forward, you don't go back. But, yeah, said so. But yeah, so that's pretty much it. You know, I just wanted to let y'all know. Matter of fact, another reason why I decided to give an episode is because my wife asked. Simple as that. Remember the question I laid out? I don't even know if I'm going to give y'all another episode for Christmas. I got things to do. I got people to see. And my wife, as only one of the few that actually communicate with yours truly through the comment section that's available on every YouTube video. Yeah, I appreciate my dozens and dozens, even though last week was not even a baker's dozen. But I digress. My wife asked, but we need more. So I answered, need more what? Because I always got more than what you need. Baby, you could give it to me. I give it to you. You know what you want. You know I got it. Shoot. And of course, she told me to get my mind out the gutter. And I concurred. And I was like, well, when you asked for more, what did you mean? She said, more episodes, as in give us another episode next week. And I was like, you know what? In the back of my mind, I'm like, you know what? I must oblige. The missus asked for it. The missus gets it. So, yeah. But that's why y'all got an episode. So between her and the good brothers of GI, y'all conspired to get an audio / video episode. Because like I said, after what I saw this week, I was about to say, you know what? Y'all see me 2024, baby. But, you know, they don't call me the benevolent Mike Steph for no reason. So, yeah. Let's see. You know what? Normally, I wouldn't even say this story, but F it. Why not? This would be a perfect time to this would be a perfect way to end this episode. Christmas story, if you will. Two of my compadres who will remain nameless to protect the innocent, even though it's about 30 years ago, but regardless, you know, still statute of limitations aren't regardless. One Christmas Eve, me and the bros, you know, we out and about, you know, we doing our thing. And we're like, yo, shoot. Yo, let's backstory, backdrop. In my neighborhood growing up, we had one of the most famous weed spots in Brooklyn. Yeah, I said what I said. Ja Love. Anybody who heard the name Ja Love know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. It's actually a side story to that I'll say about this. There was times that, my aunt had a boyfriend, right? And there was times that my aunt's boyfriend used to work the spot. So, you know, back then, you get something for $5 called a nick. Bro, that's crazy. I'm bugging right now, but like I said, I really don't care. So there was times when they found the connection, like, yo, such and such, go with my aunt. Yo, if we send Mike in there, he's not going to turn Mike down. Shoot, we could go in there. Which go? He can give Mike the short. So a couple of dudes from the block was like, yo, Mike, yo, we need you to go to Ja. For what? Yo, which go? Go and get us a bag. Which go? Try to get us 2 for $8. I'm like, huh? They was like, he not going to tell you no. And it was right. So I'll go in there. And this is actually before I start going there for me, but that's neither here nor there. So I'll go in there, and they would score, and dude back there was like, yo, Mike, what the fuck you doing back here? I'm like, yo, let me get two. He looking at me like, nigga, I know you not it. Who sent you in here? So he counted it. He's like, yo, this $8. I'm like, yeah, let me get two. He's like, yo, Tell whoever sent you in here, don't send you in here again. Especially don't send you in here no shorts. He gives me the two. I leave. I go to the corner. Rich Gordon, dude, da-da-da. Go about my business, right? So, that's a side story. So, this Christmas, like I said, Christmas Eve, me and the bros, me and two of my bros, you know, we doing what we do, teenagers, whatever. Like, yo, Rich Gordon, yo, let's go get a bag. So we get together, we get a couple bags, go to Ja Love. Reason I say it's one of the most famous weed spots in Brooklyn back then. It was actually immortalized on Biggie's The Notorious B.I.G. for all y'all mainstream mother effers. Biggie's Ready to Die, when right before Machine Gun Funk come on. Yo, when you get this. No, the same walks. And then with the. Listen to it. Yeah, that's where I'm talking about, right? 30 years ago. So we go in, and all of a sudden, as soon as we see it, we're like, yo, try to hit us off with the special. That shit was so many, that shit was different colors. That shit was a color that I had never seen before. It was like orange, had orange hair, orange and purple hairs. It wasn't just the regular green, you know what I'm saying? So we go to the chicken spot. Cause like, why not, right? Like, shoot, we go to the chicken spot. Now, I was always an ice cream eating mother effer. So I used to eat so much ice cream. I used to walk around with a spoon in my pocket because I didn't need those wooden spoons. No, I wanted my own spoon because sometimes, you know, I didn't want to wait for it to melt. So I had that metal spoon. So I walked around with a spoon in my pocket because I just like ice cream. So we went to the chicken spot. I want to say my people's got either some pizza from the chicken spot or maybe they got some chicken. I can't remember. I know all I got was the birthday cake ice cream, the rainbow color ice cream. Needless to say, go to the crib, blow it down, whole nine, and within maybe about half hour, 45 minutes, one person start early. Other person like, yo, I'm feeling kind of sick. I'm looking at them like, y'all sick? Nah, what you got? Yo, it had to be the jaw. I'm like, wasn't the jaw. What did y'all eat that I didn't eat? What do you mean? I got ice cream. Y'all got food. Y'all sick. I'm not. Yes. Hey, how you doing? It's my lovely daughter Mia, you know, breaking my bubble to say hi because she cares about her father just that much. But she is very protected. You know, she's not in the room. She's just at the door with a mask on.
I got a mask on, guys.
Which going to tell everybody Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad.
Yeah. See, she even got into it, like father, like daughter. She said, "Cause I ended the episode last week saying Feliz Navidad, do, 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 Feliz Navidad, do, 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 Feliz Navidad, da 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 da, ready, di, da." But yeah,
I'm gonna call, but it doesn't feel right.
My daughter just she is so special. No, I don't mean that in a bad way. No, I appreciate that.
I didn't think about that.
Oh, so why you laughing? I said you special.
I laugh when I'm nervous.
You know, I just realized where you got the snort from. Hmm. I'm not gonna say it on air.
Okay.
I know I just blew you up with a snort, but I didn't blow the person up there you get it from. Yeah,
you'll tell me.
Yeah, I'll tell you later.
I'm gonna
Oh, that's why you came in.
No, Q-tips. I came in here because I normally say happy. Well, I've been saying happy. Yeah, also for the
Q-tips. You just leave it. Let it drop.
Sorry for interrupting.
No, it's all right. I'm almost finished anyway. It's a short episode because I gave the masses something that. Being the fact I only got 9 views last week, mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I ain't giving them no episode. But I was like, you know what? I'm such a benevolent soul. I said, yeah, why not? Plus, like, I'm stranded in the room, so I have nothing to do but time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
All right, I'm gonna let you finish. That's your
favorite. All right. So I think, long story short, me actually being a greedy glutton and eating ice cream instead of eating pizza or whatever the hell they ate saved me from a nauseous Christmas Eve. But regardless, when I say years later, we talked about, yo, remember that Christmas? Remember that Christmas Eve? we caught the Ja Love special. Oh man, those are the days. Like, yeah, y'all have no idea what growth that story just proved to me. Y'all would never catch it. But me just relaying that story on this platform, I swear it's monumental, to tell you the truth. But that's neither here nor there. Yeah, so with that, I think I should probably get out right before I actually just say something real stupid and just negate all the growth that I just exhibited. So yeah, so I want to wish y'all everybody officially a Merry Christmas. Yeah, I'll be back next week. I say all that. Y'all gonna get it again a day early, because what the hell do I look like recording right before the strike of midnight on New Year's Eve? Look, I'm not a loser. I got a family. So, and unless I could Simon cast it, and knowing that, they'll probably give me a. So, like, yeah, y'all probably get it early next week too. But yeah, I'd like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Please, please be safe out there. Enjoy and really appreciate your family, your loved ones, your friends, and just appreciate whatever lot in life you have. You know, this season can be bad for all the wrong reasons, you know, especially materialism and all that. And don't get me wrong, you know, I used to fall into that. And but I just, like, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter, you know, especially if you're the way you are to those who you care about, then in reality, no type of material should ever change that for anyone. So yeah, so that brings us to the end of another edition of the Salty Thoughts and Mike Step podcast. I'd like to thank each and every one of y'all for making me in this podcast the one y'all choose to view and the one y'all choose to listen to. Check out Hidden Gems Football, hosted by the Mojo King and myself, Mike Steph. New episodes drop each and every Thursday on the 19 Media Group YouTube page, and then all streaming platforms where podcasts are available. Yeah, we will be dropping this Thursday, and check out the episode that's out now, because it's a hoop. Check out the Salty Thoughts and Mike Steph podcast, available on the following platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. New episodes drop each and every Wednesday, for the most part. Catch me on the medias. Catch me on X at Mike Steffens, double underscore. Catch me on the gram. Yeah, that's right. Catch me on the gram at Mike double underscore Steph. And check me out on TikTok at Mike Steph underscore. And as I said at the beginning, I'm going to say at the end, please check out the good brothers from Gimmick Infringement, Winchester and McDowell, on the YouTube page of the 19 Media Group and all streaming platforms where podcasts are available, for the three-part trilogy, the three wise men, the three eras of Paul Heyman. Yes, the wonderful wrestling mind of Paul Heyman. If you're interested in wrestling, even if you're not interested in wrestling, check out Gimmick Infringement, especially this weekend. We got one out right now. Second episode will come out on Christmas Eve. And yes, there will be an episode dropping on Christmas Day. So please check out the Good Brothers at Gimmick Infringement. And by proxy, check me out because I'll be on there as well. So with all that being said, Mike Steph, Sicker Than Your Average, is out because I'm going to actually try to get some nourishment so I can actually kick this bug and, actually get some games in on the PS5. Should I set it up, played some Madden last night, and tell you the truth, I was getting my ass butt before I magically, that was the reset button. Oops. So, with all that being said, I'll see y'all next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
What is it?
Harlem Zone, I'm from the town. Your favorite rapper won't come around. Line them up, we gun them down. Knocking my music, they love the sound. Harlem Zone, I'm from the town. Your favorite rapper won't come around. Line them up, we gun them down. Knocking my music, they love the sound. Different place on them V's from different states. Feeling like Mace in 98. Cop the estate right by the lake. Now we steak, look at they face.
Look at them.
They gave Bully 5 and my brother down.
Damn.
Take a look in my eyes, no, I don't fuck around. Damn. Cold chill, buckshot shorty, that nigga buck him down. Just left Harlem, hit the Bronx, now I'm Bruckner bound. Dolores from my building say she love the coke. Had static with my celly, tried to thug my soul. Light it up in New York, but it's from another coast. See my nigga black out, he found out his mother smoked. Watching Pesci and De Niro and Leota. Good fella, far from sober, Perico and baking soda. Make the block move, he's still trying to place they block rules. If I ain't got your ears, I got your nostrils, take a sniff. Harlem Zone, I'm from the town. Your favorite rapper won't come around. Line them up, we gun them down. Knocking my music, they love the sound. Harlem Zone, I'm from the town. Your favorite rapper won't come around. Line them up, we gun them down.
Line them up.
Knocking my music, they love the sound. Back to the future, think I'm Marty McFly. Sipping liquor in my building, every party get high. Over paper, my youngin' make you a part of the sky. Easy to see why you grounded, cause you hardly get fly. No jumping, no brooms, married the avenue. Young wild nigga with an attitude. I used to hit my youngin' with a pack of two. Talking shit up in class, be dead after school. I seen it happen before I seen myself rapping. I came up in Manhattan when niggas hustle with passion. My cousin used to let the fan dry the work off. Sold some of it wet, Honda Accord, Merc off. Seen him cop the cream color GS 300, blue and whites, pull us over. Ain't hard to tell that we blunted. I sat 4 weeks just for rotting with three onions. 13, I played the lookout, got paid if I seen something. Your team frontin'. Harlem Zone, I'm from the town. Your favorite rapper won't come around. Line them up, we gun them down. Knocking my music, they love the sound. Harlem Zone, I'm from the town. Your favorite rapper won't come around. Line them up, we gun them down. Knocking my music, they love the sound.